Chris Salcedo.
When our water heater broke down last month, it was a nightmare. It took 5 hours for the plumber to show up, and he charged us a couple of $100 just to come out. Then it cost another $1,800 to put in the new water heater. By the time it was all said and done, I felt like I'd been taken. But what else could I do?
The smartest thing you can do is get a home warranty from American Residential Warranty. Their home warranties pay to repair or replace all your major appliances when they break. And they will break, and at the worst possible time. Call American Residential Warranty right now for free information on home warranties starting at just pennies a day. Don't wait for your refrigerator to stop running or your ceiling fans to stop turning. Call American Residential Warranty right now. Ask how you can save up to 50% on warranty. Washer and dryer coverage. Just call 1-800-686-3910. That's 1-800-686-3910. Again, 1-800-686-3910. Call now.
Guess what? President Obama is cutting back border surveillance down the Mexico-Texas border. Yeah, great timing on his part. Let me have a conversation with Congressman Henry Cuellar. He serves the 28th District. He's a Democrat. In the great state of Texas, where I'm broadcasting from. Total of 5 advanced degrees Mr. Congressman Cuellar has, and he's the most degreed member serving in the House. 6th term as a Democrat, serving the powerful House Committee on Appropriations, the committee in charge of overseeing the federal budget. Mr. Cuellar, welcome to the Salcedo Show.
Thank you so much. How are you?
Doing well, sir. Thank you for being here. Look, the Texas Tribune talked about you and Greg Abbott teaming up. And I think it's fair to say you were befuddled by the Obama administration's announcement that they were cutting back aerial surveillance on the southern border in Texas, Texas-Mexico border, by 50%, according to the reporting in the Texas Tribune. First off, will you lay out the problem as you see it, sir, and why you felt compelled to team up with the governor to address this problem?
Right. First of all, I sit on the Appropriations Committee that deals with Homeland, so we do their budget. I'm familiar with their budget, number one. Number two, I represent a large part of the border in South Texas. And number three, I do understand that our men and women from Border Patrol and other agencies on the ground do a very good job. And one of the ways we can support them is to provide aerial support, which means that it either comes from the what we call the Marine and Air, the Air Marine part of Homeland, or it comes from the National Guard. In this case, we're talking about National Guard that will be flying, and then they, when they see a suspicious activity, they'll radio that down to Border Patrol, then Border Patrol can go after that particular area. So it works very, very well in hand. We appropriated money for Homeland to use this aerial support. For some reason, they decided to cut it in half, and it just doesn't make sense. In fact, I just got out. I just got the latest numbers, just on the unaccompanied kids and and the folks coming in. If you look at it from last year, from October 1st to January 31st of 2015 and 2016, compared to the same one the year before, it's gone up by 171%. So when they're saying that there's less apprehensions, I just don't see it. And this is only just people coming in without papers. We're looking at also, what about the drugs? There are billions of dollars of drugs that come in every year into the United States from Mexico, whether it's cocaine or other drugs that comes in. So if we can provide the aerial support, then let's help the men and women on the ground that are doing their job by providing this surveillance, this intelligence that we can provide them, and it only makes sense. So money has been appropriated. It's not an issue of money.
Congressman Henry Cuellar is my guest right now. He serves the 28th Congressional District here in Texas. He is a Democrat, part of the Blue Dog Democrat Coalition. Let's talk a little bit about the 900-pound gorilla in the room, which is the threat of international terrorism. And how concerned are you that it seems this posture on our border is being, we're seeing a stand down here with a reduction of 50% surveillance? It doesn't make sense to me, and maybe it doesn't to you as well, that we'd be cutting our surveillance by 50% in an era where international terrorism and ISIS is gunning for the United States. How do we square that circle?
Well, in just in general, border security, we got to make sure that we stop anybody that has an evil motive that wants to come to the United States. On terrorism, you know, quite honestly, that's a different issue that we have to look at, and we got to make sure that we address that correctly. Is it a potential that terrorism can come through our southern border? Yes. Have there been any documented cases? The answer is no, but it could always happen, and therefore we have to be ready. So whether we have intelligence on the ground or intelligence, the surveillance on the air, we have to provide that intelligence. And Chris, you said one thing that's very important when it comes to terrorism. You know, we have to be correct and stop them every single time. All they have to do is get it right one time. With that one time, they can hurt us. They can plant the bomb. They can do something to us. So we have to be get it right every single time. All they have to do is get it right just one time. And therefore, we cannot let our guard down. And this is why this is one of the reasons why I'm saying, and this is not a Democratic or a Republican issue. And, you know, I'm glad that I'm working with Governor Abbott on this. Bipartisanship is always good. It's always good. And we're working on this because all we're trying to do is ask questions. Why are you cutting down the aerial support when the funding has been there? What do you see at the border? And remember, I live in the border. I've always lived in the border. I drink the water. I breathe the air there. My family lives there. I understand the border very well. And again, as a law enforcement, law and order person, I just want to make sure that we provide the right balance of security on the border.
I got about 60 seconds here, Congressman, and I know it's probably going to be a little more involved than 60 seconds worth, but give it your best shot. Where do we go from here? How are you planning to take this fight to make sure that that surveillance is restored to the degree that it was at the very least? Where do we go from here?
Well, you know, certainly the appropriation process, and I do sit on the Homeland Appropriation Subcommittee. I certainly will be asking the questions. I'm hoping that they give us the courteousness of responding to the governor and my letter by giving us information. You know, right now we want to get the information. Maybe they know something that we don't know about, but, I work in Washington, but I live on the border, and I'm very familiar with the border.
All right, Congressman Henry Cuellar, everybody. This should be, as the congressman said, a bipartisan issue. National security should not be a partisan issue, and as evidenced by the Texas Tribune wrote this up, Greg Abbott, the governor of this state, and Congressman Henry Cuellar, serving the 28th Congressional District, a Democrat, teaming up together. Let's pray that the right thing is done here. Congressman, will you do me a favor and just keep in touch with the program and let us know your progress and anything we can do to help you out in this endeavor, because it's something we support you and the governor in doing.
Thank you so much, Chris, and it's a pleasure talking to you.
When our water heater broke down last month, it was a nightmare. It took 5 hours for the plumber to show up, and he charged us a couple of $100 just to come out. Then it cost another $1,800 to put in the new water heater. By the time it was all said and done, I felt like I'd been taken. But what else could I do?
The smartest thing you can do is get a home warranty from American Residential Warranty. Their home warranties pay to repair or replace all your major appliances when they break. And they will break, and at the worst possible time. Call American Residential Warranty right now for free information on home warranties starting at just pennies a day. Don't wait for your refrigerator to stop running or your ceiling fans to stop turning. Call American Residential Warranty right now. Ask how you can save up to 50% on washer and dryer coverage. Just call 1-800-686-3910. That's 1-800-686-3910. Again, 1-800-686-3910. Call now.